Yeah, but the thing is, Google Translate, it doesn't do it quite right. You know what I mean?
It doesn't have the emotion, you know? You have to be like, estás muriendo. You can't be like, estás muriendo. Yeah.
And then she starts like sucking me off, and I'm like, hold on. I'm like, let me put the condom on because I need you to know if it tastes like chocolate.
I had a bunch of Xanax on me as well, and I didn't want to throw them, and then the cops searching the place and finding them, then you get obstruction right there. I didn't want to turn bad into worse, so I take them all.
Oh my god. All right, you just heard a sneak peek of what's to come in this podcast. This podcast is VNN, and this episode is episode 28. This episode is part of a two-parter episode with Manny. This episode is part one with Manny. Part two with Manny will come out later. The reason why it's two parts is because I recorded for way too fucking long. That's why. It's a three-hour episode. I cut it down an hour 30 each. I'm your host, Nick, and I'm saying a lot. That I'm realizing, but I'm not going to do another take because I already did three and I'm kind of tired of doing these intro takes. So I'm your host, Nick. Victor's your co-host. Nico's your other co-host. Manny is your guest. I'm about to introduce him, you know, like literally right after this clip. So yeah.
Well, we have our friend Manny from high school. Manny, would you like to introduce yourself a bit?
How y'all doing? How's everybody? My name is Manny. I'm friend of these two dicks right here.
Nick needs to smoke.
He does.
Did you?
Oh, let
did
him
you
hit the
any?
Thing.
No, I'm sober.
I'm. I don't smoke.
He wants to stay. Yes, he wants is. To stay sober, man. Quit trying to pressure him.
I don't. I never smoked in my life.
Well, you are so, now.
You know, yesterday at Bastion's birthday party was yesterday, and like we were gonna come here to smoke, and Marco stops us, and he's like, "No, I just smoke out here."
No.
Yeah. He, oh yeah, yeah.
No.
He still thinks you're a stoner, by the way.
I'm like the least druggy of y'all.
I keep forgetting that you're not, and I keep offering you every time I see you. Feel bad sometimes.
No, I appreciate the offer.
Like I don't smoke, so you know.
I'm an alcoholic. That's all. That's
yeah, not. He's alcoholic. So is Nico. But
I don't drink that much. But when I do get drunk.
Don't you day drink a lot?
Not recently.
Hey, that's yeah. The best time for it.
Yeah, day drinking is way more fun.
Yeah. You know, you go to a bar at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday.
2 p.m.?
Hell yeah.
Good times, man.
I don't call it day drinking. I just call it drinking.
just
that's
drinking.
An alcoholic thing.
Drinking's drinking.
That's what an alcoholic
It's because when you drink during the day, everything's still open. So you can go into public and be drunk.
Yeah. I mean, you only meet the best type of people at a bar at, well, like, 1, 2.
Something like
when
that.
They, I don't,
when
don't
they
think
open,
that's accurate.
When yeah. They open.
The people waiting outside? Yeah, those are great people.
They're all jumping excited to get in. Okay, so I have an idea. Really good for TikTok, I think. So just hear me out. It's like an icebreaker type thing. We're all going to go around and answer it.
I'm
I
hearing.
Think it'd be pretty fun.
Okay.
I made it up, so...
It's like one of those like corporate icebreakers.
Yeah, but you don't have to answer it corporately.
For show.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's not really corporate.
I know.
But all right.
For show is not corporate at all.
For sure.
So let's imagine you're in the 1800s. 1800 something, right?
I am 1800.
The year
something.
Is 1800. Fuck.
1800 years old.
1800 fuck?
Fuck 8 times 1800.
1-800 fuck now. But okay, imagine the year is 18 something and a man by the name Thomas Edison comes up to you and he says, "I've made this machine that can capture your voice and play it back to you. And a great thing about this machine is that once it captures your voice, it can keep it for people in the future can also hear your voice today, and shoot like that assignments today. I want you to make the first message for the people for the future. What would you say?"
Oh, I already know. I already know.
I'm living in the 1800s and I'm making a message, right?
Yeah, for the people in the future. People today to hear.
I don't know shit. I'm in the 1800s.
Bro, it was just a setting.
You
man.
Go first.
No, no. Manny goes first.
Yeah. Okay. My message last. To the future. I don't know, man. I really don't.
This is the first recording ever.
I know.
Ever.
I really don't know, man. I mean, shit. What could a person from the 1800s, you know, tell some?
That was just a setting. Like, it doesn't have to be.
Well, yeah, but... probably just say, fucking wash your ass more, honestly.
Wouldn't it be better if... Oh, wait, just kidding. I don't know.
Good job, Nico.
Fuck you.
Hey, man, we're stoned, all right? Don't be too hard on us.
Yeah. Okay.
If I'm in the 1800s, people from the future don't give women rights if they're fat.
That's your message? That's the first message ever to be recorded.
Actually, let me change that. Don't give women rights.
Damn.
That brings an apocalypse of whores.
I think whores have always been a part of humanity, bro. Rights or no rights, I mean, they've always just kind of done their thing.
Since the 1400s.
Yeah. I have my message. My message to the future is to keep brothels alive.
Yes. They should have never illegalized that shit.
Yeah.
What? This is what y'all go to?
Yeah. I mean, if there are dragons, that'd be cooler.
don't kill all the dragons.
Don't kill
the dragons.
So, do you want to change your message or no?
No, I'll keep with that. Wash your ass more. That's the biggest mistake they had back in those times.
That's his problem.
If I would have washed my ass more properly, I would have been okay. Not bedridden for a week. So yeah, it's a good message. That's a positive.
Was that what was hurting when we called you?
Well, no, I hurt my sacrum.
His sacred sacrum.
So there's the tailbone and the sacrum. The tailbone and then the part above is called the sacrum. From doing shit on the floor. And then with that, from me keeping moving, I couldn't walk. So I stayed on my bed for like 2 days without showering. And then that turned into fucking... the
you didn't shower?
I couldn't walk.
Wow. Just lay in the bath.
I couldn't walk.
You drag yourself to the back.
I couldn't get up, bro.
Bro, you got to figure out how to carry the boat somehow. You? All right?
Who fed you?
Exactly.
You can't
man.
Carry the boat. A little bit. Pull the boat.
Look.
Who else is going to do it?
Imagine you had... imagine you had...
And the logs, man.
Imagine you had a machete up your ass.
That's what it felt like?
And if you stayed still enough, it kind of hurts. Like, you know it's there. It kind of hurts. But if you move, that machete moves around.
Wow.
That's how it felt. Honest.
Machete in the ass. I would cry.
You ever felt something like that?
I never.
Not in my ass, no.
No, it was on my sacrum.
Hey, different note. I'm in the bag with the girl.
Hi. Bless up. Bless up. I hope you get.
I would.
Good job, Mika.
Let us know. We'll throw a party for it.
Yeah, record it for us so we can see.
Say less.
Dude. Yeah, I'll get a projector.
I'll be like, and this moment here is when I performed this move.
This is that when ended I ended it all. This is when I'm not on her.
Pull your notes out.
No, I was telling this guy, he has the perfect setup to do his thing right here. Brings a girl, sets up the phones just how he's set up right now. He could get some shit done with this, bro.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
I forgot to turn off the cameras.
You never recorded?
And if you pee on her, you're like R. Kelly. But just make sure she's not legal, underage.
Why'd you even bring that up?
I don't know.
Hey, man.
I was watching Boondocks. That's the first episode.
Oh, yeah, where everybody's trying to free him.
Yeah.
So what are your ambitions, Manny?
My ambitions?
Let them figure it out.
Yeah, okay, so my ambition has been to work in the medical field. That's what I want to do. Just anything, but not doctor or nothing. I know I ain't getting into med school anytime soon, but there's some courses you can take to be a medical translator. And that way, somebody don't speak English too good, they go to the hospital, you know, you let them know what's up.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be cool to do. I know when my parents would get sick.
You know what they're doing? Because like most hospitals don't really have that.
Yeah.
They just use an iPad. They just write down what they need and then it just Google Translate it.
Yeah, but the thing is, Google Translate, it doesn't do it quite right. You know what I mean?
It doesn't have the emotion, you know? You have to be like, estás muriendo. You can't be like, estás muriendo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tienes cancer. You know, like, what the fuck, man?
Tienes 7 días al vivir.
Yeah. That'd be so fucked.
That'd be good. Oh, yeah. Me and Vic are going to try to do stand-up.
Oh, hell yeah.
Bro, y'all have to tell me when y'all do it. Yeah. I wanna go.
Well, we've been kind of procrastinating on making ours. Yeah, that's not... You can still write your jokes and shit. We'll make that... I forget they can't hear him right now, but...
Mexican mechanics.
No, man, the best mechanic I
Welcome
know...
Welcome back, Victor.
You good?
Best mechanic you know?
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, the best mechanic I know is this redneck dude named Daniel. My best friend, that dude, he could fix fucking anything, man. Like, remember when COVID first started, right? Everybody was scared, everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And the toilet paper, that's where I was getting at. Everybody was fucking freaking out for toilet paper, all this shit. So one day, he gets a call from one of his friends saying, hey, man, do you have any toilet paper? We go, I mean, yeah, we have some. We had paper towels. It wasn't really toilet paper, but we had some.
I got a shirt.
Yeah, right? And he goes, hey, I got this 1933. It was Fort some shit, right? Like old car. He got the entire fucking car for that little half full thing of Bounty. Wasn't even full. It was just half. And he got a whole fucking car from 1930s for it.
Damn.
Dude.
For toilet lucky, paper?
Yeah, bro. For toilet paper. Not even processing. Yeah. Yeah. Paper towels, not even toilet paper.
Yeah, bro, you should have gotten like your car
That's
fixed
a good trade.
Yeah, I would have taken that.
That's
all
a
day.
Good trade.
I would have been like, come right now, I have it ready. I'll put it in a gift bag.
No, we did have to pay he had to pay for the tow, you know? And that was pretty expensive.
Did he pay with toilet paper?
He should have. I bet he could have got away with it, you know, try it again.
He's like, I ain't got money, but I got toilet paper right? to the tow.
No.
You're like, carajo.
Ay, carajo.
No, he was...
Cinecito.
No, it was this black dude. He was a dick, too, man. He was a fucking dick.
Oh, yeah, fuck black people.
Oh, shit. Whoa. Wasn't doing that. Wasn't going there, man.
Bleep.
Not wrong.
Should we talk about...
Your fault, though.
We were going to Nico's bar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, y'all didn't even try to get in.
Yeah.
They probably would have let you in.
No, so we were driving. He works at a bar, right?
Okay.
And so we were like, let's go to this bar, just surprise him, right? Well, we didn't. We told him we were going, but we were gonna go up there, and we start driving there. We get in the area, and Vic goes, Nick, there's a lot of black people here. Oh.
Yeah, that bar is known to be just like a black bar, I guess.
I'm like, I'm seeing it. I'm like. So this is where they're at. You know, like,
it's fucking like 98% black people.
Yeah, you know.
And did you just say that just out loud? Just fucking, there's a lot of black people. Like, just...
I kept saying, I'm not racist anyway. I'm like, oh, look, there's
another like,
one.
I just don't feel safe here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he bothering you?
No, man.
Okay.
Dogs never bother me.
But yeah.
Wish you
that was funny.
Yeah. And then when we went up there, I'm like, this is where all the black girls are at.
Yep. They're all there.
And I'm like, man, there's some
bro,
sexy black
Nico,
girls
you're
here.
Looking at chocolate all day?
All fucking night, bro.
Dude, the skinny black girls are kind of hot.
No, fuck yeah. We get some baddies, bro.
Like, and then, you know, they're black, so they're kind of like slutty-ish, you know? I'm not saying that.
I've seen a fair amount of nip slips from the girls, and it's pretty...
Wait, do some of them... Do some of them go in that, like, weird fucking fishnet outfit with, like, no bra?
We've gotten some, but it's not super often.
Okay. Yeah, it happened, like, every week at Andretti.
Yeah, it's kind of great.
But working there is fun.
No, hell yeah, it is. I always get hit on, but they're always super drunk. Huh? Mm-hmm. What?
Girls. You get hit on by black guys?
I have. Really? It's not as often, though. Like, I can tell, like, if they try to talk to me. Because, like, they don't just start off flirting. But I'm just like, nah, I'm busy,
they're
man. Like,
they're trying to see if you're...
Yeah.
If you're on their team.
I'm like, I'm busy, man. I gotta go.
Maybe you're the racist.
You're the racist. What? You had some pretty
How is that racist?
You had some bold statements.
Was that racist?
I don't know if that's what makes you race, but hold on.
He's grabbing the...
Hold on.
He's like, I'm reading
this
book.
Where's the camera? Right here? Fucking... Nico, I need you to hold that. This was tucked away. He didn't want this to be...
Hey, that was my dad's. Hold on.
There you have it, folks.
Read it, got the milk.
He's
and
even
left.
Got his arm up right now. You saw that?
Huh?
Whoa.
Oh, whoa.
He hit it with the.
Yeah, he hit us with the. You know what I mean? No, you know in Mexico, they make us do that? We used to circle around the Mexican flag. It would start off like. I don't remember if it was like this or like this. No, it was like this. And you would say half the, you know, the. Anthem, not anthem, but oath to the flag or whatever the fuck. Once you get halfway, you do this. And I remember that part. It goes, te prometemos ser siempre fieles. Like, we promise to always be loyal. Dude, now that I think about that, that's a little strange, man.
Yeah.
I mean, forcing kids to pledge allegiance every day is also kind of weird.
In uniform, yeah. Wearing like all white and shit.
Just
weird.
Anywhere.
I didn't realize that until I was in high school. I'm like,
me neither.
Why am I
would
pledging
do that every
allegiance?
Day. I stopped. Yeah.
Why do we play the national anthem at every sports event?
Yep.
Even at like soccer games.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it was weird. I stopped standing up for a pledge of allegiance when I went to alternative school because no one did it. I'm like, oh.
I was about to say, is there some like JROTC kid that was bother you about it?
No,
I'd be
I didn't
like,
go,
fuck yeah. You. I don't know you.
Oh, dude, I hated that. Any kid with, you know, remember them. The fucking officer, you know, sitting there, whatever, and they would get mad at you for not saluting them, man. That pissed me off. Oh. Supposed to salute an officer. It's like, what the fuck?
For like ROTC?
Yeah, for ROTC.
Were you in ROTC?
Freshman year, I was.
Okay. Yeah.
Did I wasn't kicked out?
No, I didn't get kicked out. I just didn't want to go. No, but I did stink up that classroom every day, bro. I felt kind of bad. I'd be in blues and that bitch would be reeking, man.
I got kicked out.
You smoking the blues?
Fuck. Me too.
You were in ROTC too?
Yeah.
When?
For like a year. Half a year. Before I got kicked out of school.
Huh.
I was never in that.
Yeah, me either.
Wasn't worth it.
But you smoked in the blues also?
Yeah, no. And that was before. It was like starting to smoke for reals. And I started getting high at lunch. And then JROTC was at the class right after. And then I don't know who the short Mexican guy was.
Oh, you thought Gutierrez or Hernandez, something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, the guy that was obsessed with drill, like he would like slap the table going, don't write on my test for no fucking reason. It was weird.
Maybe. He was a short Mexican
guy.
Yeah,
really short, white hair.
Gray hair. Yeah. He started noticing and he's like.
I feel like y'all just like explained like half the short Mexicans, old Mexicans.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, he's a really small Mexican really, dude. Really yeah, small. Like freakish small, bro.
It's kind of sad, people who work at schools.
This is such a random thought. You've been downtown, right? San Antonio? Do you remember the Mexican Elvis, the impersonator?
I have a picture with him.
Yeah, right? Oh, you do? Hell I think yeah. You put it on Snapchat, right?
I think so. It was a while ago, man.
Was it at the Market Square?
Yeah,
It was at the Market Square? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I know you put him on your story, too.
What?
The Mexican Elvis? Elvis? Yeah,
I don't
do you remember?
Remember?
No, Nico, do you remember the Mexican Elvis?
I do not, honestly.
He died recently. I don't know if you...
What?
Yeah,
no.
Of a heart attack.
That sucks,
yeah.
Man.
I remember, like, because my mom works at the Market Square, mm-hmm. and I just started, I would see him there every time I go, and then all of a sudden, he's just not there. Like, and I asked my mom, like, what happened? I don't see the Mexican Elvis anymore. He's like, oh, yeah, he died.
Damn.
I was like, oh, what the fuck?
So casual about random. It, too. Fuck.
Like, you sound like the iPads. Fuck.
Yeah, exactly. that's rough, man. He was a cool ass guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Mexican Elvis.
Yeah. What was funny is like we would have at that stage, they'd have bands playing at that stage, and he would just be on the side, like strumming his, it was like a cardboard guitar, right?
Yeah. It wasn't even a real guitar?
No, it was like plywood and some strings attached. Yeah, he would like be strumming it next to the band's playing.
Homeboy had to make a living.
That's sad.
I bet like around Fiesta, I bet he made bank during that time, man. Like whenever that place gets busy.
I don't know. I feel like too many people think he's homeless.
I would have thought he was homeless.
He looked a bit clean to be homeless. Not sure. What's
that? He made his hair look greasy though. Cause
well, yeah, but that's Elvis. But yeah. Here, I'll have a
picture. Anything you want to talk about, Nico?
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet. Victor.
You didn't have any other topics?
I already forgot them. Hey, okay. I already did just one of them. But
that's my dad with Mexican Elvis.
Show me a pic.
Oh shit! You know, I might have seen him.
You put him on your story one time.
Oh shit!
I'm sure you saw him when you were working with my mom there.
But I was only working there during the summer.
He was there every day, dude.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. Too much weed.
I wasn't even smoking then. Dude,
his face is engraved in my head. I know exactly
what Well, yeah, like. But still, you know.
That's your dad?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a tiny guy.
He's rocking the hat.
he cut off the rattle of a rattlesnake and sewed it to the side of his hat. Looks pretty badass. Cool.
Did he catch that rattlesnake?
I think so. I mean, he already had it when I saw him.
Oh, you already? Okay, it was a pet?
No, I mean, he already had the thing. I never saw him, like, get it or anything. He probably caught it. I can believe that.
I see what you're saying.
Let's talk about losing our virginity.
Oh, mine's a short story.
I don't know. Mine's kind of
pathetic.
All right, Manny goes first.
All right, Renee.
Okay. So I lost my virginity to two girls. That's no bullshit.
Two girls? You had a threesome?
Not a three. It was weird. Like, so that both of them let me fuck them, but they didn't want to do it at the same time. It was weird. Yeah, it was a weird little thing. But anyway, I was hanging out with them for that afternoon because it was the last day of our junior year at Harlan, and they just wanted to hang out for a bit. It was me, my friend Jesse, but he wasn't planned. That happened later. It was me and then this girl named Bella. Her friends was Alicia and Victoria. Dude, there. You know how many of those names in South Texas there are?
All right.
Makes sense. Awesome.
But if you get, like, if they start texting you.
If they start texting me.
You want to run it back?
Like, round two.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I guess, man. But anyway, so we get to their house because we went to CeCe's at first. You know, we ate and we went to their house. And I'm just going to say this because this is foreshadowing. While we pulled up at the CeCe's, we saw her, not Bella's brother, who was like the main person there. It was Alicia's. Yeah, Alicia's brother. He was like, hey, what's going on, man? And he jokingly showed me and this guy named Jaden his taser. He had his handheld taser. Like, well, all right, whatever. I mean, we're not going to fuck or anything. We weren't planning. Then we went to their house. And I'm just going to say they started this. I'm sorry. I'm not going to get called weird for this. But the girls, they pull out this big-ass bottle of Jack, bro. They cosbeed me. I'm just going to go that from the back. They cosbeed my ass, bro.
They pull out start this, drinking?
Yeah, we start drinking. And they, you know, I had a crush on Bella, right? The main girl there. And then her two friends, they started feeling up on me and everything. And I was like, I kind of don't want to do this. Then I get to drinking, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll fucking do this shit. So I'm with one of them in the room. And then we don't hear a knock. We just hear fucking boom. What the fuck? Fuck no, bro. I hear that. What the fuck? And, you know, Jesse was in the next room. He fucking takes off. I take off after him. I'm just following him. You know, I leave my backpack there. I leave my fucking with everything I had, man. It was stupid, man. And we ran around, you know, the house for a little bit till my sister came and picked us up. And it was just a weird situation. I'm sick, bro. No, but yeah, she picked us up, and then Victoria's mom kept calling me, like, hey, what the fuck? But in Spanish, right? Like, getting us, you know? Like, well, fuck. I just hung up, but they didn't say a word. I fucking blocked the number. Never talked to either of them again. Yeah, it was.
Wait, but you did fuck?
Yeah, I fucked both of them. Not at the same time, but yeah, I did.
So you fucked one?
I fucked one. I fucked the other one in the laundry room.
The laundry?
So you fucked
you
one.
You skipped over that part of the story, though.
Yeah, yeah, you're like, yeah, yeah. Now I'm going to sound like I'm bullshitting. I'm going to have to fucking... Yeah.
I was like, wait, did he talk about... Did I
miss that part? No, I didn't.
I was like, I'm high.
Yeah. What's the part of... Damn, now it's going to sound like I'm bullshitting.
I'm going to hear the part where they dragged you out, weird, and they're like... And then you went back, and then...
Yeah, I went back to it. At first, they were like, hey, he's not really into it. But then I heard that. It's like, you know what? I'm being a bitch right now, you know? Just fucking...
Yeah.
Fucking did it.
Okay, so how'd it go? Should, like, one of them just kind of... Grab your hands, like, follow me type beat?
No, man. We just started making out of nowhere. We looked at each other for, like, you know, like a second, and I don't know. Without a word, we just went, you know, into it.
Yeah.
And then you pulled on your pants and just... or
She did, man. And this was fucking weird. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm sharing this story. It was... Jaden, that drove us around, he was like, hey, man, you got to let him do it. She drops my pants, start, you know, sucking my dick. Ask everybody's in the room, man. That dude's fucking cheering and shit. It felt kind of weird, man. No recording, thank God. Jesse recorded, though. I'm going to see if he still has the video.
I don't want to see that.
I know Jesse recorded. He won't shut the fuck up about it. Yeah.
So they were sucking your dick while other people were in the room.
Were in the room, and the dude was fucking cheering, bro. I was like, you know what? Let's get out of here. We're not fucking doing
that's
this.
That's some ghetto shit.
I thought you said he was sharing.
I like that. Like, recorded with that. Just, like, that's funny.
Yeah, he was cheering, man. It was like, fuck.
That is funny. Fuck yeah.
I'd be cheering, too. I'd be like,
get
that shit.
I think he was just, you know, cheering me on because it would get me away from his girl because Bella was his girlfriend, the girl, you know, that I was trying to get at. So I was like, okay, yeah, he's away from mine. Yeah, yeah, do your fucking, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but choke that bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real. I like it. That's a cool story.
All right. Who's
what about the second girl?
Second girl, I just never heard from her again.
How'd you fuck her?
I fucked her. I went to the laundry room. We were making out because I told them, hey, let's get out of here because, you know, the whole woo!
So we get out.
We go next door to the laundry room. I tried fucking her on the washing machine because I've seen it on porn. It's like, yeah, I'm going to do this. It's not going to work. It didn't for me, you know. I kept trying. It was just weird. So we just laid down on the floor, started doing it.
It's because Pornhub actors, they have big dicks. Like, they can reach.
It's the same thing. As you know, you go, you watch an NBA game and you're like, I could do that. It really is the same thing. They're trained for that. You know, that's what they do.
Yeah, that's how they make money.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I like that one. Next.
You next?
Yeah.
How old were you when it happened?
I was 17.
I was 15.
Nice.
I think. Yeah, I was 15 because it was before I got arrested. But, I just moved here, a little island boy, with no pairs of pants.
Just shorts.
Shorts and sandals and one pair of shoes. And I joined this Hapkido Korean martial art, like Steven Seagal. Like, ay! Yeah! And anyway, the master has a daughter. She's like 18. She's has ugly ass face. She's hot. And she knows how to do the splits. And she's a little shorty, and she's a virgin, right? She's kind of like that homeschool weird.
Yeah, type of thing. Like, she's hot, but she's like grew up weird.
Yeah, she grew up weird because she's never been in public, you know. Because people who go to homeschool, they just don't know how to socialize.
Yeah, I agree.
So she's like that. She's never sucked someone's dick and had a conversation after, you know. Like, anyway, one day. She invites me to practice at the dojo, like, midnight.
What?
And little virgin me rides a skateboard for, like, 4 miles, which is
Did you show insane. Up in uniform?
No.
That shit would have been funny,
though. I come in my shorts, in my wallet with, like, $1, my ID, and a condom.
You never know.
You never know. And I show up. Yeah, I'm just a little boy. I'm innocent. Pre-drugs. Pre-fucking bitches. I'm an innocent boy from the island. I was against drugs at that time, too. I'm like, against everything. And I know
what the fuck?
Yeah,
really?
I grew up, like, so
anti- Bro, you asked me.
I grew up so anti-drug, so anti-alcohol, anti-ciggies, everything. And I've only ever watched porn. But, so we're, like, talking, and then we kind of practice for, like, a fucking second, and then we started making out. I've made out with a girl before. start making out, and she's in the thing, so it's just kind of hot.
Yeah,
she's,
yeah, yeah. Okay.
Like, it's kind of like a porn scene. And, yeah. And then I had no idea, bro. Like, I you know, you're like, ugh. I'm like, all right, do you want to do it? She's like, yes. And I'm like, okay. And we turn off the lights, and then we're about to do it, and she's like, yeah, put the condom on. And then this is, you know, that awkward moment where you're like
trying to grab it. You know,
but I've never put a condom on before. This is the first time. And I'm like looking at myself in a mirror in the restroom. Like, okay. And I'm like, oh my God, this condom's too big. I have a small dick. This is when I realized I had a small dick. I'm like, this condom's too big, bro. And so I go back, and it's just me like holding my dick because I'm embarrassed with the condom. And she's still in, like, in clothes. Like, bro. On her, she's still in the uniform.
You're, like, naked?
You're naked?
Yeah, I'm naked. Like,
butt, she's in clothes.
I'm butt naked. She's in her little, you know, the dojo thing. And
the,
I'm like,
the gi.
I'm like, can you get naked, please?
Make me feel a lot better.
And she's like, yeah, yeah. And, you know, and we're doing it. And it was, like, the most, now that I look back at it, it's, like, the most boring sex. It was cool at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was like, yeah, you know, I'm fucking this older bitch.
You're like, yeah, it's great.
I'm like that, you know, and then it's great. And I don't even nut.
No way.
You know, you're so used to like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know if you understand that.
Yeah.
But, because it was just like slow, weird sex. And also, like, I was thinking about it too much. I'm like, am I doing it right? Is my dick too small or big or is it enough? And, yeah. At some point, she's like, okay, it's getting kind of late. And we're at it for like 2 hours.
Damn.
Yeah. And it's like so late at night. And at the end of it, she was like, so what are we now? And I'm like, aren't we just friends?
Aren't we just friends?
And then that's it.
That's yeah. When it all started.
That's how I lost my virginity.
All right, Nick, you got a rock, paper, scissors it? Are you?
You go first. You go first.
All right. So I, freshman year in sophomore year, swore I pulled bitches, right? So I'd be like talking to like trying to flirt with like all these different girls. But there was one that like actually kind of fucked with me, and she would like come up to me, she'd talk to me, and like I'd always like blow her off, whatever. So then, like one day she's like, hey, like I kind of like you. And I was like, she wasn't bad looking, she was just kind of weird. I was like, all right, fuck it, like I'm into you too. So then she were like holding hands, I guess. Like walking places, but and then she's like, do you want to be my boyfriend? I'm like, no, like we're not doing that. But swear to God, later that day I saw her like after a period, and I was like, but I mean we can like be like friends with benefits. She's like, yeah, I'm down with that. Like, have you had sex before? I'm like, yeah, have you? And she's like, yeah, with one person. I was like, damn, I haven't. So then I had a car. It was perfect. So I was like, bet. Like skip year, whatever period, we'll go during my lunch, we'll go off, we'll do stuff. So then it was perfect. I had like a condom because, you know, you never know. But then my friend had also gotten me a chocolate condom, chocolate flavored. I'm being dead ass. One of the flavored condoms. And then I was like, bro, oh, yeah. This is perfect. So then we pull up to a park and I had like a sun visor. So like I put it up, my windows were like kind of tinted. And so, like, we get back, like, we're making out, kid, like, licking titties, whatever. And then she starts, like, sucking me off, and I'm like, hold on. I'm like, let me put the condom on, because I need you to know if it tastes like chocolate. Oh, no. Right, put it on. And she's like, oh, my God, it does kind of taste like chocolate. That's crazy. And I'm like, oh, my God, man, okay, let's fuck. So then, you know, I'm, like, trying to, like, find where to go, who goes in. And then I'm like, all right, bet, I'm doing it. Right? And then we're in my car, so I'm backseat. I'm like, we're doing like missionary. I'm like, this fucking sucks. I'm like, turn around. This is probably going to be better. So she turns around and I'm like, this is way better. This is great. But it wasn't great because I didn't like her. Like, until this point, I had always faked that I liked her. So I was like, maybe I'll just like see titties out of it. But I'm like, fucking this girl. And I'm just like, this is crazy. Like, I didn't nut. And I was, like, going, like, 15 minutes goes by. And I'm like, okay, lunch is over. I'm pretty sure, like, I'm going to come pretty fast. Like, I don't know. 25 minutes in, and I'm like, fuck, bro. Like, I'm getting tired. I'm like, I'm not coming. I'm like, I'm starting to go soft right now. So then I'm just like, okay, I think I'm done. She's like, well, did you come? I'm like, no, but we can try again some other time. She's like, okay, because that was great, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, you were great too. Yay. Whole time I was like, damn, maybe I just don't like having sex. Like, that blows. It wasn't until the next year I found out it was her, not me.
Fuck. Have you told Victor about Hannah?
Oh, Hannah's pregnant? With her boyfriend?
Damn.
Could I hit that vape you got right there?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
I don't really give a fuck. She got pregnant when I was with her, and we aborted the baby.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That's brand new.
So yeah, wait, really?
You never told us.
You never told us.
No, okay, so I have an issue with forgetting what I tell people, so then I just assume y'all know stuff. But like I'll tell one person one thing and then I'll just assume everyone else knows because I already talked about it.
She didn't love her enough to have a baby.
No, I just did not want a baby at 17.
Yeah. At 17?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We paid $500.
That's crazy.
So now you know that your pullout game is weak. Do you like still try? Like,
have you ever fucked a girl raw though? Right,
all the time.
Me too.
I fuck like
before.
I fuck like now. Random girls, like random in the sense that like I don't know them for a long time. I fuck them with condoms, but the last girl. Yeah, it was kind of no fun.
You just stop caring, right? You just
a little
like,
bit, yeah.
You're like,
I forget to buy them, and I'm like, fuck you.
We'll see how it goes.
I forget to buy them.
I found a trick, though. There's a loop around. So you just have to catch that first nut, right? Your first nut always deceives you, right? You nut, but then just go straight back to fucking. Because, like, obviously, like, your first nut's not going to be, like, your longest. So I'm just like, I mean, I'm still hard. Like, why stop now? So I just keep going until I get tired. And by that point, I'm like both pretty much satisfied, and boom, we're done.
What about pre-cum?
Well, that's why you catch the first nut like early, you completely nut, you nut, uh-huh. Right? But instead of stopping, you just wipe yourself off and just keep going.
What about pre-cum?
You already came. You're not gonna come within 30 seconds.
You know what I'm talking about,
right? I know.
Okay, like,
you're that little bit of yeah.
There's okay, yeah, but you wipe yourself off.
But
good, like
some of it still comes out, like just a little bit, just like barely. But it does.
But after. That's pre-cum, like before you're gonna come, right? So you're not gonna come 30 seconds after you just nut. You know what I'm saying? Like
no,
you can just fucking
no. It's you when you when
like
you
yes, okay, yes, I get it. There's pre-cum, whatever. But I've never gotten
he's
a girl
denying
pregnant.
That. So we can
yes, because you know, honestly, who
fuck
the fuck
it.
Gets pregnant off of pre-cum?
Pre-cum doesn't
I'm
exist.
I'm sure there's been a couple.
No, it exists, but it wasn't to me.
Yeah. So, yeah,
fair enough.
Wasn't to me?
What about like, you use Tinder or anything like that?
I have it downloaded, but I don't really use it.
What about you? You get on dating apps?
No, I've been trying to get them.
Dude, I tried, but they just make me feel like shit.
Yeah, I don't have any good pictures. Yeah.
They make you feel like shit?
They do, man, because, like, you know there's a lot of girls. No, because no getting none at all, bro. That's really it.
Oh, that means you're...
It means I'm ugly, bro.
It means, you know, you need to level up as a man.
All right, Andrew Tate.
Thank you. That's a compliment.
No, it really is. I don't really care.
Yeah.
I don't mind it, but I actually like I like Tristan better, honestly.
Tristan Tate.
Yeah.
I like Tristan and Andrew.
Like, I like both of them, but Tristan a little bit more, you know what I mean?
Tristan's more...
he's a calmer version, you know?
Sophisticated. But yeah. they're both the same, but Tristan doesn't need to do that.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a presentation, you know? I like his better than, you know?
They're the same person, but
yeah,
Andrew will be like, you're broke! You know what I mean? You're broke!
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen Tristan Tate's Cigar Night Q&A?
No, I've seen him talk about his, you know, favorite cigar or whatever. He's talking about a H. Upman or some shit.
Oh, yeah. You've seen the clips.
I've seen the clip of it, but you know.
Well, he's on Rumble, Tristan Tate, just so you know.
The hell is Rumble?
Yeah. Rumble's a new app where, so you know how there's like a trend of people getting canceled?
for things and ideas, you know, thinking on their own, having their own ideas. Because YouTube wants you to, you know, be gay and tell kids you could cut your dicks off. But let me land the plane.
Kill it this.
Rumble is perhaps the future of freedom content, you know, where people can just make content of what they want.
Like without it being like sensitized or whatever.
Yeah, you know, uncensored content. Basically, you can say whatever you want. Yeah.
I fuck with it.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, I'm glad you know who Tristan Tate is. I respect that.
I appreciate it.
It's kind of hard to not know who they are right now.
Well, yeah, but you know, if you go to a bar, or I've been to a bar, and I mentioned Andrew or Tristan, I mentioned the Tates, and then some guy's like, "Yeah, you're fucking losers, human traffickers." I'm like, "Oh, I immediately know what type of person that is." I'm like, "You're a loser." You know what I mean? Always some fat guy that's in his 40s, still lives with his mom.
How do you know he lives with his mom?
Because then I ask him, like, hey, I would just pretend like I'm interested in their life. Like, so, you know, how are you? What are you doing? It's always the same thing. You're just a fucking loser, you know? And
so you ask them if they live with their mom?
Well, eventually gets to that, you know? So it's like, they eventually just open up because they're fucking losers. And, you know, they'll be like...
Okay, so when we went out to... the open mic night that we were trying to do stand-up, there's this guy that went on stage and just started making Nazi jokes.
That was hilarious.
No fucking shit. Fuck. Did people laugh?
That was... No one laughed but no, Victor.
I was laughing.
Yeah.
It was
awful because you couldn't, like, he was doing a German accent and you couldn't really understand what he was saying. It just sounded like offensive German shit, right? So after we were done... they were all outside, like, just talking together. And Victor goes up to him, and he goes, "By the way, I thought your set was amazing, perfect. Like, it was hilarious." And I was like, "What the fuck? You thought that was funny? Like,
it was
you thought
hilarious.
That was great?"
It was
and then we get in the car, and he goes, "Oh, no, I didn't think the Nazis joke was funny. I think that the idea of going up there and doing Nazi jokes was funny."
Yeah. You know, because...
I mean, that's pretty ballsy, though.
I mean, he said that shit... with, like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, he said that shit with his chest. He was like...
with his chest and his arm?
This is,
I can't even remember what he was saying. I just thought it was bad.
This is me doing him. I know one part was like, "Kill all the Jews!"
Whoa.
Yeah. And then, I was like, "No!" I was like, "What the..." The whole place, quiet. But he said that, and then he was like... and he kept going on with his jokes. And I'm like, "Man, this guy has some balls, or he's crazy."
Bet you that was a fucking dare. Ain't no way it wasn't.
No, that was his set. It was like a whole part of it.
That's funny.
He lost a bet. There's no way he just chose to do that, man.
No, if you've seen this guy, you'd be like, he has some social problems.
He might agree with what he says.
You know who he looks like? Do you know who System of a Down is?
Yeah. He looks like
the main singer of System of a Down.
The lead singer, but a lot shorter. Mm. A little bit more built.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I'd have to see a picture. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Well,
if you want to take a picture with that man.
I'd take a picture with that man.
No, and I'm pretty sure he wrote down that shit and planned to say it.
Like, played out just for an awful reason.
It was very
He actually got kicked off the stage.
Shit.
It was because he went overtime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How that's the reason.
Yeah, he just liked talking about killing Jews so much.
I mean, yeah, it's comedy. You don't go to talk about political points. You just go to laugh.
Some people did. There's
I know, but for the
some
sense
people
of
can make
it
work,
it.
But that's not everybody. You know, you have to
because you only got one side of the aisle that's just gonna laugh at it. But
there was another guy.
I was just about to bring him up.
The white guy with a Scottish skirt.
Yeah, he was wearing
kilt.
Yeah, the kilt.
Who was wearing a kilt sitting on the thing?
What?
You're not going to say what?
I thought you were going to do it.
You said.
I didn't know this.
Do you remember?
Do you remember?
I remember some of it.
Okay, so he comes up. He starts saying just some subliminal, like, little I just got on stage jokes, right? Mm-hmm. And he goes, "By the way, do y'all like genocide?" And I was like, "What the fuck? Are y'all pro-genocide?" And then he just kept going on and on. Oh, no, he said he hated white people.
He was white?
Yeah, he said he hated white people. And then he was like, are y'all pro-genocide? And he was saying, like, how he, like, agrees with genociding white people. And he was like, "Are y'all pro-slavery?" And then just kept going like that.
I wouldn't have said yes.
Yeah, he was like, what did he?
Depression didn't.
He singled out one guy and was like, let's meet in the parking lot. I got a knife. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
That was horrible.
I know.
His set was horrible. That's when I was like, I was telling Nick, like
we could do so much better.
We could do so much better than this guy. Because that was shit. That was shit. Manny could do 100 times better. We should all do a set. You know, back to back.
How about I just watch y'all?
No, you got to do it.
No, you
too,
know what
man?
You should do? You know what I was thinking while we were there?
Not great on the mic.
Well, while I was thinking when we were there, I was like, what if someone goes up there and just starts like eye staring contests with just people
just silent
in the crowd? Yeah. Just.
I feel like that'd either be like giggly funny or they just think you're weird.
They think you're
no,
weird.
I think it'd get a lot of laughs.
Yeah, try it. Or like middle of your set, you just start eye
staring. No, you just get up there, you don't say anything. You just look at someone and you're like, eye staring contest, go. And then you just keep going.
Okay, maybe I can see that.
Yeah, like, I can see that.
I feel like you should try that.
No, not me.
Please?
No.
Because I like it's like
you try it.
An experiment. I don't want to do it. I want someone else to do it. Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
I'm not.
I don't think I would do it.
I'm not the on the stage type
I can
person.
See him doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I could see him doing it if it's something you would do. You know?
Like I'm a, I'll talk to a group of people, but
just pretend
they're
a group
mic,
of people.
Put me on a mic and they're all looking at me. Weird.
You got to do some crowd work.
I could definitely do it.
You think you could do crowd work?
I think I could do it all.
I think I'm going to ignore the crowd.
I think it was made for this.
All right. I say we go and find out.
Yeah. This Wednesday.
Not this Wednesday. Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
And now I'm okay now. So now I got to prepare my jokes. I have a diarrhea joke I'm thinking about.
Okay. Pretty good.
Like how... Because I saw some people talking about like the area, the city... You know, so if you run out of topics, like, yes.
Oh, yeah. One of, like, the main things I got, like, we went because we just wanted to see, like, get some recon, right?
Yeah.
And the main thing that wasn't getting jokes for those people was when they were trying to be relatable. Mm-hmm. They were like, y'all know when this happens and this, that. No one was laughing.
Yeah.
So that was, like, one thing. I was like, okay, don't be relatable. Got it.
Yeah,
Tell a story. Those were the ones who got laughs. The ones who were trying to tell a story.
Yeah, something you wouldn't hear every day, you know?
You have to go.
His condom chocolate story, that'd get laughs.
That was a great fucking story, bro.
I haven't had an energy drink in like 4 days.
Do you feel energized?
I feel cracked out. Like I don't remember telling my virginity story. I just felt like
for real.
I just felt like I just said it really quickly.
Yeah, I kind of shot mine out. I feel like I could have told mine a lot better. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's okay. I've told mine several times, so.
Jesse, okay. My friend Jesse, he could tell you the story fucking perfect. He takes pride in that shit for whatever reason.
So you told me while we were at Pete's Place that you think your kidney story would be a good.
If you want to tell it.
Like, I don't want to tell my stand-up jokes on the podcast, but if you want to tell it.
I'm just curious what
was funny about it.
I mean, I don't know. I guess, okay, I'll just tell it, you know. If it comes out funny, sure. If not, then I'll get something else. But it was one of my friend's sweet 16s. It was around the last week of sophomore year. And the party, you know, it was going down in the Holiday Inn out of all places. The one on Westover Hills. Y'all know the one I'm talking about? It's like big. It looks fancy as shit for a Holiday Inn. Like, I don't know. It's got like an arch going on. It's weird.
I think. I don't know. Sure,
point is, but... too nice to be a fucking Holiday Inn. The party's going on, and I'm getting bored, you know? I mean, it was a real family-friendly kind of thing. And I tell my friend, Fat Boy, I'm not going to use his real name. He'll know who I'm talking about. No, nobody in our group really knew his name. He was just Fat Boy. But anyway, he's like, hey, man, want me to hit up, you know, our friend, you know, get us some dabs or something? He's like, fuck yeah, man, I'll get some dabs in with you. And the way he talked, I assumed he just... did that, right? He smoked fucking ounces a day and everything, because the way he would talk, that's what I thought. So I'm like, okay, we'll do some dabs, go to the party, do all this shit. Our friend, I'm not going to say his name, we'll call him, I don't know, fucking Dave. Dave shows up. We get in this car, we start taking some dabs. I take mine, everything's fine. Fat Boy takes his. He starts coughing up a lung. We're laughing, because, you know, it's funny, dude's dying. And then he thinks we're making fun of him, and he's stoned. I don't know what these dabs had in him. I don't know what the fuck is going on. He turns yellow, gets out of the car. He starts running on the fucking highway, bro, like a full highway. There's cars coming in. There's everything. He's just screaming, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, running on the highway in the middle of traffic, bro. Then our other friend who was driving, we'll call him, I don't know, fucking Jake. Jake, he's like, hey, man, you got to chill. He pulls him from the road, like from the fucking highway, pulls him, tries to wrestle him off. Fat boy tries to fight him. The cops get called. It's a whole fucking situation, man. And then the cops get there. And the thing is, I didn't want to get caught with those dabs. I just did not. And I also had, I probably should have mentioned this at the beginning of the story. I had a bunch of Xanax on me as well. And I didn't want to throw them. And then the cops searching the place and finding them. Then you get obstruction right there. I didn't want to turn bad into worse. So I take them all.
Oh my God.
I don't even remember how many there are. But basically where I was getting at with that story is that's the reason why I go through all of this bullshit, bro. Because of a bad Sweet 16 at a Holiday Inn. This is fucked up,
like,
shit.
All,
bro,
that Sani fucked
all
it
the,
up.
All those Sannies, all the, you know, the all the other drugs I had taken in the past, everything just caught up. Yeah, it was some crazy shit, bro. And then after that date, nobody at that school ever talked to me again. To this day, like from O'Connor, I've talked to you guys. Out of like the 7-9 people that were, you know, my friends, I guess, nobody, not a single word. It was like, I don't know. I mean, deserved, you know. But Fatboy also spun the story real weird. He said that I was like forced, like, oh, you're a bitch if you don't do it, you know, just kind of stuff like that.
For doing the dabs? Or
yeah, for doing the dabs. He said I forced him to because he ended up in the hospital with me. But he was just too high. That's it. They let him out.
Panicked.
Yeah, he just panicked, got too high.
Panic attack.
Whatever. But I'm the dick. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. Maybe if I tell it a different way, I could see it. But, you know, that was just the story.
What do you think, Vic?
Be like that. Be like that.
You had your mic off?
Yeah. Oh, I want to tell a story. Yeah, but it'd be like that. And the whole thing of people in high school not talking to you. Nick's the only person from high school I talk to.
It gets kind of like, I don't know. I think it's different for all of us. Like, I see like on my Snapchat people from high school still talking to each other, still hanging out and shit. And I'm like, damn, like,
they just didn't like you.
Those weren't the people I hung out with. But yeah, I don't know. What is it with us? How come we don't hang out with anyone from high school?
I don't know, man. Like, I have two friends on this planet, and that's Danny and Matthew, and I've known them since middle school. Like, we picked each other as friends when we were 12, and then that's it, you know? Don't feel you need much more than that, though. 2, 3.
No. There's a saying, if you have a lot of friends, you don't have any friends.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you have one or two, those are your homies. I mean, okay, Nick's picked me up. I've been blackout drunk in the middle of downtown, surrounded by homeless people, and Nick picks me up. I'm like, Nick, I need help,
yeah,
bro.
You're a good friend, man. Hell yeah.
Or I was at a strip club at 4 a.m, bro.
That's fucked, man.
You heard of Paradise?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No, he hasn't been to a strip club.
No, I haven't.
Okay, I just assumed. I don't know.
We should go to one tonight.
Paradise is like,
I'm down, by the way.
Well, he can't go to a strip club right now.
Why not? I can't drink because
you're going to be on the side with your lap dance.
Hey, that's his risk to take, all right? He wants to go to a strip club. I'm down. I got you.
It's going to, like, all the girls are going to get what you have.
Oh, no.
I'm going to get what they have.
Yeah, I was about to say, I mean.
Dude, I was laughing my ass. So I that was one of the top 10 moments of my life. We walk in, bro.
Never happened, by the way. This is a made-up story.
Yeah. We walk in. We're already drunk. We're tipsy. No, we're getting there, right? We're like 4 shots in. Right?
I don't remember.
We went to London's. We had a double and then a shot and then 1 more shot. So we're like 4 shots in both. And I'm driving. And we're like, okay, Nick, here we are. Strip club. We come to Sugar's. We walk in. And it's like, oh, the fee. Oh, And I'm like, oh, one more drink, another 50. So we're 30 bucks in. And then it's like, okay, where's the ATM? We get money. And I'm like, I'm like, Nick, choose one. And then I see that he likes like the blonde skinny one. And I look at her, I point at her. I'm like, hey, he give him a lap dance? And I give her $20. He's like, this is his first one. And he walks with her like with a smile, bro. I can see it. He gives it, and it's like GTA, bro. Like the whole scene is just Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, just titties, you know?
Yeah, and I'm just sitting down, I'm having my drink, and I'm looking at him, and all I see here is just dancing. He's just like a little kid, bro.
It was not like a little kid.
It was like the most, like, it's like,
like a kid on Christmas.
yeah, and it, you know, and when you think about it, it's like, this is the real world. That's a real human being, you know, just shaking her ass right in front, doing this with her titties, riding him.
It feels so inhumane, bro.
It does, yes, but
also feels great. But.
No, it finishes, and he comes to me, and he's like, I hate that I loved it.
I forgot that I told you that.
I hate that I love. No, man, you gotta love it all the way, bro.
Honestly. We walked in, and I was like, I should not be here.
We should do it tonight. We should.
You can't go.
Who says I can't? I can just stand up.
You're a fucking doctor.
I can say stand. My doctor said I'm good to go.
You don't want to go. That's true.
I don't know.
Actually,
I
wouldn't know. Why don't we go right now?
You don't want to make it like something normal.
No.
Oh, dude, I got a story for that, actually. There's this guy that worked at the Subway. His name was Amir. And weird guy.
Middle Eastern?
I couldn't tell what he was. He looked Hispanic, but with the name Amir, he sounded white.
Thick-ass bush? Eyebrows?
No, they're very creepily thin, actually.
Oh,
and
fuck, I don't know.
And he's got like a elvish kind of face. Anyway, this isn't the weirdest part. The first conversation I ever had with him when I met him for work, it was his first day. Like, hey, what's up? You know, I'm Manny. You know, Amir. Nice to meet you, whatever. Hey, so, you know, I really like going to strip clubs, right? That's it. That was his opening. I really like going to strip clubs.
And
I'm like,
interesting.
Right? At first, I'm like, hey, that's fine. Do your thing, man. Whatever. Then he looks at me, dead in the eyes, no expression. Yeah, I just don't know how else to get any human contact. Just like that. I just go, I didn't want to piss him off because if he opened with that, what the fuck is, you know? So I'm like, oh, I get it. Yeah. I like that sometimes, you know? Like, please don't skin me or some shit.
The only reason why I asked you was Middle Eastern because when we were at the strip club, most of the men there were Middle Eastern.
I could see that.
You have money to throw around.
Yeah. I bet there were a lot of Asians there too, like Asian businessman looking types.
No,
it was
Middle Eastern and white guys
and like ghetto Mexicans.
Wow. Yeah,
Sons of Anarchy lied to me, the pricks.
Like people that look like Scrim, Suicide Boys.
Oh, a bunch of wiggers.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, like you know, like hood white dudes. You know what I mean? That's what they called them back in the 90s. Yeah,
exactly. The Trailer Park Boys, yeah.
Yeah, Trailer Park Boys, you know. The 8 Mile motherfuckers.
Yeah.
No, but there's like regular looking people there. There's one white guy with like a beer and some dollars.
Yeah, but those are the weirdest ones.
He was just sitting there. And I'm
the,
like, man.
The professional looking ones, they're the biggest fucking weirdos of them all, man.
Like there was this white guy sitting in front of a stage. And then I just see him stand up and go, and just grab a tit. And I was like, what the fuck? I don't belong here.
You're too broke to be there. We're all too broke to be there, but it's just nice to get like an idea of what it's like to have money and bitches. It's
nice. That would be nice.
We should go there tonight. Just for like a little bit. Just for Manny to get his lap dance.
You see, I think he's like, he goes too much.
I've been there. Yeah.
I think he just wants to go for himself. I don't think this is about me.
I just want
he doesn't want to be alone. He doesn't want to be that weird guy that goes to strip clubs
I
want to
be there for your first lap dance.
Fair enough. But just that's the thing.
Record it. I'll be in the car.
I don't think you can record it.
A motherfucker like me would give the stripper a lap dance.
Imagine.
But I don't.
You should try that. We should go. I'll go just for that.
I'll do it.
Ask and be like, can I give you
a... I'll do it. I'll fucking do it.
With your bony ass.
Oh, yeah, she's going to feel the pain, you know? Get shanked, bitch.
Do you have any other topics?
But I forgot them just now. I was just about to ask him something and I forgot.
What can we talk?
Oh, okay. So I was going to ask this when Nico was here. Left too early. So I have an idea for a tattoo, a new idea for a tattoo. And I wanted to run it by y'all because I also think it's fucking dumb. So I don't know if you know, but I would go backpacking like a lot during high school. Like I went every year.
Yeah.
Did you know
you that? Never told me
no,
about that.
I really didn't tell a lot of people. But so the idea is, you know how Christian, our last guest Christian was telling me about like the tree thing with like the trail?
Yeah.
So I thought, I don't like the idea of a tree on my back. So I think I thought I saw a big ass shadow like a person. Sorry. But I didn't like the idea of a tree. Like, cause his idea was a tree and the roots were like the trails. Like a how do you what the fuck is the word?
Roots?
No. Like a traced line of the trail that I took.
Okay.
And that would be the roots. And I was like, I like the idea of the traced lines of the trails, but I don't like the tree. So then I thought of something. Okay. So in chronological order of when I took my trails, it would be like a start point. It'd be my head would be north, my feet would be south, east, west, right? And so you align the map with the compass, and then there's a starting point. It's going to be like right above my tailbone, I guess, on my spine. And then you just trace the lines and where that stops, and I'm going to mark the days. Like I slept here one day. Like I took my first one, it was a 10-day trek. It was 70 miles. And so at the very end would be the start point of the next one. So it'll look like scribbles. Like a scribble on a wall, right? And I was like, I don't know if I want that on my back, but the idea I think is really cool. It's like to retrace like my memories of the, and the days are marked. I'm not explaining it very well, but y'all get
no,
the idea?
You lost me a while ago.
A little bit, but I got the gist of it.
Yeah, I got. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I could see. Yeah, that'd be cool. Like a little imprints of the trip. Yeah,
because like I liked like telling stories about like my trips and shit, and so I think that'd be a good way to start some convos about it, but I don't know. I feel like it would look dumb.
I think you should just get the mark of the trail, what it looks like on paper, and then tell the tattoo guy, make something off of this.
Make something, like, what do you mean make something?
You're like, here,
they'll know what to do.
Yeah, obviously. He's like, here, whatever comes to mind, not gay.
No, I couldn't do that.
You know, he brings out like an eagle, and like, perfect.
Oh, fuck no, I don't.
That would be a lot of trust to put into somebody, though. But I mean, like, they're tattoo artists. They do know what they're doing.
They know, bro. Yeah. They do it like a thousand.
Like, I don't want a fucking hawk on my back.
How many assholes do you think come in there and are like, I drew this picture. Can you do something better in this?
Yeah.
But, I mean, they wouldn't need to make it better. Just trace it.
Do whatever you think is right.
I'm asking y'all.
Well, we're like, not. I don't know,
would it look dumb, I mean, or does is the idea?
The cool? Idea like, is cool. It's for sure idea, a cool idea.
I think
know?
You got the right idea.
Is the idea cool enough to care about the aesthetic?
I mean, as long as if it means something to you, I mean,
yeah.
What the fuck, you know?
As long as it looks cool.
This fucking guy, they just fucking switched the. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
like I don't know if it's gonna look cool, and I don't know my future treks.
Why not
right?
make it look cool then?
Huh?
Why not make it look cool?
Oh, I
because the whole idea is that it's kind of like already set, like it's kind of candid. Like I start, but the very first one is a certain one. It goes, I don't know, like that, and it stops here. And the next one is going to start there, and it's going to end wherever that stops. And the next one's going to start there, and end wherever it ends. And the next
now I see what you're saying. Okay. No, that wouldn't look.
That's
dumb.
So simpler. Why didn't you just say that?
Yeah, you could have just said
what,
that.
What was it? Because I don't know. It's when I'm
that,
high, I just
now
start
I get
rambling.
What you're saying. I'm sure. Yes.
No, that could work. Yeah. No.
You know what's better? If you made it like in Chinese letters, the way, like the line instead of a line is Chinese letters.
You know, Asian people fucking hate people that have like the simple character.
Yo, did you? Oh my god, there's a video of this guy that has Chinese letters like along his arm, and someone asked him like, "What does it mean?" And he goes, "Oh, I don't know, something in Japanese letters. I'm sorry, something in Japanese." And so they like looked up what his tattoo said,
yeah.
And it literally said in Japanese, "Something in Japanese."
Nice.
That's pretty us. Cool.
Like, imagine going to Japan, like, something in Japanese?
No, but like,
deep thoughts.
I don't know. I feel like to Asian people, you know, them seeing a person that's not Asian with, like, a simple, like, you know, like, water symbol or something, that'd be the same as us seeing an Asian person written in English, you know, just water. You know what I mean?
Does that ever happen?
I'm not sure. I'm sure it has, you know?
Like, how funny would that be? English.
Yeah, exactly.
The word just English.
Something in English, you know?
It's like A, B, C, D.
Exactly. Yeah.
Imagine.
What, you had to get a pillow for your ass?
It was hurting?
Is your ass hurting? Saw you sit on that pillow. Need some extra support? My lap's right here, big boy.
Did you turn on your mic?
You're skull and bones. That's too gay.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think it'll look too dumb.
Yes.
No.
Is that yes, it will look dumb?
It will look dumb the way you say it, but if you make it look cool.
How would you make it look cool?
Well, you gotta think of.
Like, no, the whole, you get like my problem with what he's trying to say.
Like, imagine, okay, I think a way that, just an idea to make it look cool, instead of just a line, you know, it could be like a roses. Or, you know, like a cherry, like cherry, not roses, but like cherry blossoms, or like I don't know, something instead of just a straight line, or
not a straight line,
or every just instead of a line, or every dot could be like, I don't know, like a fucking shooting star, or like a Chinese symbol.
If I make it like a constellations,
if it looks just like a constellation, it's like, oh, you gotta make it look cool. So that when a bitch sees it, she's like, oh my god, what is
this? Yeah, you see, that's the problem. That was my idea, and I'm like, I think it'll look fucking dumb. But I'm not sure if, like, the idea outweighs the aesthetic.
I bet you could spin that if a girl sees it and, you know, says it looks kind of dumb, tell her the story. You could spin that story like a motherfucker and have it make it interesting, you know?
It's like, it's a story.
Yeah.
Like, each day is a story.
Yeah, you could work with that.
Yeah, but you should also try to make it look cool. Why not?
Well, yeah, but I need help from, like, what
makes ChatGPT. It... Not right now. Have you ever thought of getting a tattoo, man?
I have.
Dude, you look so uncomfortable. You look so uncomfortable.
Stop pointing it out.
Yeah, let's stop. No, but yeah, I have, but I don't know, man. I want to get a little bit buff first, you know what I mean? I feel like a skinny dude with a tattoo looks weird.
Are you trying to get buff?
Yes, I'm trying. That's the key word right there, trying.
He just flexed. It was pretty.
Yeah.
It shows.
Oh, dude, there's nothing there, honestly. Yeah, it's skin, but I'm trying, man.
Are you eating?
Yeah, I'm eating. I drink like those, you know, protein drinks and shit. Like, you know,
what's your protein intake?
My protein intake is Well, I have to stay with the kidney diet minimum, so I eat about 100 a day.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh 130.
Yeah, I'm just gonna maintain anything like that. Yeah. Might as well just add a bunch of fucking rice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Arroz con leche in the mix type shit.
What I'll do, you know, like in the morning when I drink my coffee, I'll get a bowl of that You know that oatmeal with the bear on it? I forgot it was called Kodiak or some shit.
Yeah
Kodiak, yeah. And I'll put a 2 big ass scoops of peanut butter on it once I'm done, and then I'll eat that. It tastes so good, but you won't shit that day unless you know what I mean.
What is like the most effective way for people to bulk up? Like
bulk
people
up? For steroids. Like Manny.
No.
Yeah, yeah, he's right. Can you take steroids with you?
I can, but I don't want to. I like my balls the size they are.
Well, they go back. They grow back.
But then your body can't produce testosterone after you've been taking it.
That's why you take TRT.
We're not made.
Our last guess was like a fucking guru.
He was a steroid guru, bro. Yeah. Wow. He really went in deep.
We're not... So was my drug dealer. He has the fucking box full of the fucking, you know, the little bottles and the needles and everything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he does some straight up fucking...
Does he want to watch?
No, but I know. I don't know if he does it regularly, but I know he's had some people do it for him, you know? Like, hey, man, could you... You know what I mean?
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Do it yourself. But, all right. But just, other than steroids, is there like a more efficient way?
Yeah, you gotta eat more.
But like how much more?
A lot more. You, look at man, he's skinny as fuck.
Dude, I eat a fuck ton. That's the fucked up part, man.
But like, that's why you like, gotta eat more.
But how do you make sure that it doesn't just...
It's gotta be like, from know, what belly. From what I read, it's like high protein, low carb, and then, you know, you bulk up.
Oh, it can't just be like fat.
Mm-hmm.
It
yeah,
can't
it just
be
can't,
just
no.
fat. Okay.
You can't just eat whatever, you know what I mean?
Okay. See, that's what I thought, like...
You just get fat.
Because like in middle school, like... Everyone was telling me, like, I'm too small. I need to bulk up. I was a D lineman in middle school, right? And I was too skinny for it. They're like, you need to bulk up. And I'm like, how do I bulk up? And they're like, just eat a bunch of burgers. So yeah. I just get Whataburger and, like, the biggest one.
You need and, meat.
Huh?
You need schmeat.
Schmeat?
Yeah, meat. Protein.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, people think... Gaining muscle yeah. so easy.
No, there's this YouTuber, Salmonella. Y'all know who that is? Salmonella. He makes like little goofy like a stick figures like about history and a bunch of stuff like that. And he has one about how to gain weight. And yeah, it's pretty much what you're talking about. Just eat a fuck ton of meat, you know, and apparently I don't know if this is true or maybe I'm just in denial, but not to drink coffee because like it burns energy or you can't, it's an appetite suppressant, you can't eat as good.
Yes,
yeah,
it's true.
Really, I don't know.
It's the same thing with Adderall.
I know Adderall, you won't eat.
Oh, I, yeah, I do know that.
I took Adderall in high school and I would just eat one Pop-Tart. I'm like, all right, I'm good for today,
dude. Yeah. I would take about 140 milligrams of Vyvanse and just not eat for 2 days.
Yeah,
be
yeah.
fucked up.
Yeah, I had Vyvanse.
That shit was nuts, man.
Dude, Vyvanse is the best,
but like, yeah. you know how like. You, when you drink energy drinks or coffee, you, like sometimes you start sweating.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because it's just molecules just running around
that,
in there.
If you ever, I'm not condoning this, I'm not telling y'all to, but if y'all ever do Molly or have done Molly, you sweat like a motherfucker on that thing. Like you take Molly, dude, your white t-shirt will turn gray.
It's on my bucket list.
I mean, it feels fucking great. If you're going to do it, I mean, not telling you not to either.
what was that?
Great. Uh-huh. Ecstasy is just like a smaller version of Molly, but except if you have at least the ecstasy I took, it was law laced. It was like, all right, one had a little bit of meth, one had a little bit of heroin, you know, one had a little bit of LSD. It's like a Mexican thing they have, but ecstasy, oh man, some of the greatest nights. It's just such an amazing feeling. We would take an ecstasy, it's like 11 and it hits like a 12. And you just had, we had like a big bag of Reggie. Mm-hmm. So shitty weed. You just smoked that all night talking. It's like the greatest conversations yeah, you ever yeah, have.
You have the most enlightening conversations.
Yes, right.
No, but it also makes you, at least it made me, dude, it made me bold, bro. It made me do shit that I should not do. I used to work at this barbershop, right? I wouldn't cut a hair. I would just clean up, you know, do bitch work like that. Because, hey man, times are hard. You need a job, you know, no matter what it is. And my manager, it was this lady named Raquel, and, you know, she was kind of hot. I'm not, well, I don't, what do I mean? Well, she is kind of hot, right? I hadn't worked there for a while, and the thing is, she's married, got kids and everything. She's, you know, like a professional lady. I'm tweaking off of Molly one day. I am twacked, bro. It's not, I can't measure how fucked up I was.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Bro. I know exactly what
like,
you mean.
Like, you're biting your tongue, you're fucking, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of shit. Yeah. And it's. Tuesday, fucking 2:45 a.m. I find her Instagram. I go, "You up?"
I know. I do that when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
4 in the morning. Hey, how you been?
Text your manager.
No.
My former manager.
Just girls. Just someone you used to talk to, but you don't. 4 in the morning, drunk as fuck. Have you been? Yeah. We should hang out sometime.
Raquel, if you ever hear this, I am so sorry about that. That was fucked.
Just sent you back. You're fired.
I didn't work for her when I tested it. Yeah, that was a while after the fact, you know. But the other, the barbers there, it was a bunch of girls and like a single dude. It was like, hey, we're going to Vegas. You want to come? It's like, do I want to go party in Vegas with a bunch of girls? Fuck yeah. But they didn't give me enough notice. So I couldn't come up with the money for the plane and all that stuff. But dude, what could have been, man?
What could have been?
What could have been?
Yeah. That feeling, I know. Oh my God. I hope Nick doesn't experience, but I hope you experience that. The closest I've ever felt like a tweaker cracked out of my mind when I did ecstasy for the second time in a row. Like, it's like, all right, last night we did ecstasy. Let's do it again tonight. You know what I mean? I don't know if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like, okay. But this time we just take one and then a half later.
Mm-hmm.
In during, like, okay, the whole one's hitting is like a couple hours past. You take another half. And I remember the most crackhead feeling, the best feeling in the world. I shit you not. It's like 7 in the morning. The sun is rising. And you're out of your fucking mind, bro. And you're like, I'm such a degenerate.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I know that feeling, man. You're just looking at me. You're like, what the fuck, bro? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, you're outside.
Yeah.
You're hearing the roosters. I was in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
The sun is rising. And it's a beautiful feeling, though.
I bet, man. No, I don't know. I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to see if this has ever happened to you. One time, I took Molly, right? But I took it twice in a night, right? Like, I took it, and I was like, oh, this ain't doing it very much, so I take it again. Then they both kick in, and I remember I was on FaceTime with this girl. We were talking for a while, and the weirdest thing happened, man. Like, it's like I fell asleep. Like, I had a full dream, right? I was in the living room with my sisters, and in Spanish, I go, you know, hey, este, you know, vas a llevar tu carro mío. We were talking about leaving somewhere. Then I just snap back, and then the girl goes, hey, who were you talking to? What the fuck? Like, dude, I was gone. Like, I was in that room with my sisters. I was not having that conversation. Then I just snap back into it, and she's like, hey, what the fuck was that? It was so weird, man.
I have something similar. I have something similar. Okay. I don't know if I told you all this. I don't know if I told you this. You know, do you remember Zach?
Yeah.
Remember Zach?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, the night before, the last time I ever saw Zach, the last time I ever saw freaking Zachary, we did acid together.
How dare y'all not invite me.
me and Zach. It's kind of weird saying his name, because I haven't said it in such a long time.
That dude had majestic calves, by the way. Just saying.
Dude, that was the homie, bro. Like, we would just smoke weed all the time. Like, I saw him going down the wrong road, but I was going with him. I was going deep down the wrong road with him. And we did acid. And I had a moment where we're in my backyard in the guest house, in the little porch. And then I was telling him something. And I was, like, looking at him. And I looked away. And I kept talking and talking and talking and talking. And I looked back and he wasn't there. So imagine I was just like, I was talking like half an hour to like, I was telling him like a story for half an hour.
Yeah.
Because I would look at him. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And then I would go, half an hour passes by. And I'm like, yeah. And then, because you know, when you kind of look at someone, you're like, but I was kind of doing that, like, but off acid. So you, my mind was picturing him there.
He was never there.
My mind was putting him there in my peripheral view. Mm-hmm. And 30 minutes passed by, and like, so yeah, that's what happened. And then, dude, he's not there.
Fuck.
And I'm like, where is Zach?
Fuck, man, how much you take?
We took a double dip tab.
Oh, okay, damn.
And then like 4 cough pills. Because I was obsessed with cough pills at the time.
Oh, like DXM?
Yeah, DXM. Okay. And then we smoked a blunt. So we're out of our fucking minds. So I go looking for him. And he's just like this. On the grass.
Nice.
Staring to the night. That's an insane moment.
Yeah, man.
I remember it perfectly. Even though the whole night was insane.
And no invite. I don't remember this.
I want to see this guy on acid. Just see what he's like. Bro.
I did too. I almost did shrooms during close to New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
The guy left.
Why didn't you? Oh, you left, bitch.
No, so he went back to A&M. Like, he went to back to College Station a little early. And he's like, yeah, I don't feel like going to San Antonio. I was like, all right, fine.
Fair enough.
It's something different. It's very different.
What, shrooms?
All the drugs we're talking about.
Ah.
It's like weed is just a different world.
It's because they're not background substances. You smoke a little bit of weed, you can do other stuff, but you do something like Molly or acid, don't have plans that day. Like,
No, that is your plan.
That's yeah, exactly. That is your plan. You know what I mean?
I gotta take a shit.
Because of Hitler?
Because of energy.
Why do we still have this here?
I know, this is gonna look so fucking wrong, dude. Oh my god. Oh no. We are not Nazis, alright?
Just that guy that was on stage.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Hurry. No, I have an idea. You need to be here. So.
All right. And that is where part one ends. And part two will come out very soon, I promise you. And it'll start off right from here. So. Fucking. Do the stuff. Like the subscribe and like and shit. Fuck your life. Bing bong.